CFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where President Trump's self-imposed midnight deadline has arrived for trading partners to make a deal. Trump already signed an executive order for higher tariffs against about 70 U.S. trading partners starting next week. But there's also a 35% tariff for Canada as of tonight. CBS's Chris Mavridis is in Toronto.
It means goods coming into the U.S. from Canada that aren't part of the existing trade deal will now cost Americans an extra 35%. That's stuff like Canadian aluminum and steel, which could make everything from soda to windows cost more. And while it might make it harder for Canadian companies to sell their cheaper goods to American manufacturers and retailers, it won't be Canada paying the tax. Instead, American shoppers will just end up paying more.
Strong rainstorms have lashed the East Coast, delaying flights and prompting rescues of motorists trapped in deep water on highways from the Philadelphia area to New York City. This man is in northern New Jersey.
I'm never going to leave. I just sit on a porch, grab my beer, and sit and wait for it to go down. It's the only thing you can do. Just make sure everybody's safe on the street.
The sheriff in New Orleans is taking action after the latest problem at the prison there. WWL radio reporter Chris Miller reports from the Crescent City.
Orleans Sheriff Susan Hudson announced Thursday she fired two deputies and suspended five more after last week's mistaken release of the wrong jail inmate. Deputies confused Khalil Bryan, wanted on charges including domestic abuse, with the Kaveen Bryan and didn't catch the mistake for nearly 10 hours and didn't release the right man for another 10 hours.
That followed a jailbreak by 10 inmates in May. Police in Arkansas are still trying to figure out the motive for the murders of a married couple on a hiking trail, but State Police Colonel Mike Hager says they are sure of their evidence against the man they arrested, Andrew McGann.
Although everyone is innocent until proven guilty, we did confirm this morning that our suspect's DNA has been a positive match to the DNA that we suspected to belong to our suspect at the scene.
And he said McGann has confessed. Is your job safe from artificial intelligence? Well, Microsoft has a list for you if you're worried.
The tech giant looked at anonymous conversations between its AI chatbot, Microsoft Bing Copilot, and its users, and found workers who use AI the least and have the most AI-safe jobs include nursing assistants, painters, embalmers, and tire repairers. Dr. Nariman Farvardhan, president of Stevens Institute of Technology, says students need to learn more than skills.
We try to teach students a way to learn on their own for the rest of their lives.
He says people who can innovate alongside AI will be successful. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers in D.C. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers open a three-game road trip this weekend against the Nationals. The crew making moves before the trade deadline, adding an outfielder, Brandon Lockridge, from the Padres. In exchange, they traded lefty Nestor Cortez and an infielder prospect. The Brewers also traded for a pair of pitchers from Arizona, right-hander Shelby Miller and lefty Jordan Montgomery, for a player to be named later. Both of those pitchers currently on the injured list, Montgomery out for the year. NFL, the Packers with another practice in pads, and then tomorrow night's family night inside Lambeau Field. Matt LaFleur on his strict rules regarding fights on the field.
I just think it's always important to remember that if you do anything in a game, you're going to get penalized for it, and it's going to hurt the team. So I think it's important that you keep your composure in practice as well and do all the little things the right way so that if something transpires in a game that you don't react the wrong way.
That's the Packers' Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Wildfire smoke will persist across the area through at least Friday, so some air quality concerns. Otherwise, a mostly clear sky overnight, lower 50s, a light breeze. On Friday, we'll see sunshine, highs rising to the middle 70s. It's 60 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Well, I'm off taking the best Wisconsin Northwoods has to offer. We've got you covered everywhere in the state. Enjoy highlights from recent shows and don't miss your chance to win tickets to see the Red Hot Brewers with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah. It's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
On location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh here on location at WRCE in Richland Center, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board at the Old World Headquarters in Madison. It is Friday, TGIF, the 31st. Pardon me, it's Thursday.
Yes, it is Thursday.
Usually I'm a dollar late and an hour late and a dollar short. No, it's Thursday, the 31st of July, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, 7 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Welcome, everyone. Zommers, already this show is off to a great start.
Oh, absolutely. You know, just blame the air quality.
There is an air quality alert out today for those who are suffering from those types of things. So be careful. But it's a beautiful day in Southwest Wisconsin where we are at. Always great to be back in the old hometown of the Driftless in Richland Center. It is a beautiful day here. And it is Thursday, joined by my friend, my colleague of many years, 37-ish years, more or less. He is the general manager of WRCO, the host of Those Were the Days every Saturday night, the all-around utility player for Civic Media, Philip James Nee. Phil, how are you?
Good afternoon. It's an honor to be on your show, Todd.
Well, it's always fun to be on with you. That's a pleasure. I think I'm a little spacey because I've been traveling around a lot this week, and it throws me off a little bit. I guess I just want it to be Friday.
Exactly. It is the last day of July, which hardly seems possible. Right? I always say once you get past the 4th of July, the summer just flies, unfortunately. And here we are looking at August tomorrow.
I can't believe it. Yeah, we had Jimmy Cusco on yesterday, Civic Media Sports Director, talking about high school sports. We did our show up at Green Bay Preble last week, and I said, was it legal to have these kids? Is it already that time of year? And he said, yeah, with only helmets or not full pads. And I know you cover all kinds of high school sports here in Southwest Wisconsin, and I'm sure you're geared up, changing from home talent over to back to high school.
Yeah, we're still doing some amateur baseball around here, but yeah, the first day of practice for high school football is August 5th, and then the first games can be played the 21st or 22nd in that range.
I don't know why. It just keeps going quicker and quicker every season, right?
It seems so, but this year it's a week later because it used to be the first game would be around the 15th or 16th of August. Right. So it's a week later this year.
Wow. Well, it is that time of year, and here in Southwest Wisconsin, we're here especially for our first hour, folks, because, yeah, you know, I mean, it's always fun for me to come back to my home station, my hometown, get to see Phil and family and whatnot. In fact, I was downtown earlier. I had to get some cash. I'll explain that later. But I ran into at least four people I knew in about 10 minutes, and I it was great just to stop and catch up. So I love doing that. But the real reason that we came back here to RCE today in Richland Center is because of something very, very special. It's something that's near and dear to my heart, and I know to Phil, you as well, the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, better known as GRACE, in Southwest Wisconsin.
It's done really well for the community for all these years now in our 22nd year.
Wow.
But it's a community thing that was formed all those years ago. They had belonged to some other organizations, not to name names, but they kind of felt like, you know, the CEOs and, you know, they were getting some of the money, if not a lot of the money, and nothing was being funneled back to the area. So they formed their own community organization. And what GRACE does is it provides funding for those that are on a cancer journey, whether it be treatments, maybe they need rides to from here. We have to go to La Crosse or Madison generally for our doctor visits and treatments. And so providing those kind of things, helping pay phone bills and that kind of thing. So what GRACE does is they kick money back. They have a committee that meets and they hear the cases and they're able to disperse the money as they see fit. And they've helped a lot of people over the years.
A lot of people. And for the reason you just said, Phil, is, yeah, there were the national organizations that for various reasons just weren't working out according to local folks. And this is, again, an example of good old ingenuity in Southwest Wisconsin. Hey, we'll do it ourselves. And nobody griped about it. They just did it. The community got involved. And I think it's a great way because I think a lot of folks, when people give money to organizations, like, well, how much is the people that run this? How much are they skimming off the top? How much of this stays local? And with the case of Graceville, it's 100%.
Yes, it does. They do send some to Carbone and Gunderson,
sure.
A couple of hospitals that a lot of our patients are helped by, and our local Richland Hospital as well. They send some for some research, but a lot of it, over half of it, stays in the immediate area. And for our small area, none of us are millionaires around here. $300,000 plus was raised just last year.
Wow.
And that's just a lot of different stands and organizations, people thinking outside the box, brought stands and rummage sales. They had a quilt gala here this year where they sold these amazing quilts that people made. They auctioned them off. And then our radio auction, which we've been doing this week on WRCO.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that in a minute because that's a great part of it. But you bring up a great point, Phil. This is not just like, oh, we're going to have this event and it's a long weekend once a year. GRACE is continually doing events all year long around the calendar year and people get involved. And this is kind of the culmination of all those efforts, is it not?
It is. And on the 8th of August at Kroska Park here in Richland Center, they'll have a night. And it's kind of a carnival. It's a celebration of all of those blood, sweat, and tear efforts that they've put together, bowling tournaments and golf outings and those kind of things. And they announce the money that night that is raised and everybody kind of celebrates. They have ambassadors too that speak about their cancer journey, and they'll have a parade of those people. They'll have a walk around the track, and they'll all tell their stories. I've had the opportunity to interview all four of them, and they're all just excellent speakers. And what we find too, and we feature their interviews on the radio, there's always somebody that checks in with either them or us at the radio station and says, you know what, I heard that, I was motivated to go get checked for colorectal cancer, or to do my yearly mammogram, those kind of things. It motivates people. It's been, you know, and I think that's one of the things the ambassadors really bring to light is the stories that they have and how somebody else can maybe relate to it.
Couldn't agree more. It takes courage to come forward and tell. Well, it can be very personal stories, you know, for a woman to talk about doing a self-exam for a mammogram, for a guy to talk about a self-exam for testicular cancer. These aren't things we normally, you know, hey, let's have a cup of coffee and talk about that. And to have this event where it gives people a safe space to come forward, it's the advocacy, Phil. It's not just the people who are currently dealing with this, but I think you're exactly right. It brings awareness to help prevent something moving forward.
Yeah, right. That's a very positive thing. And, you know, a lot of family members and our area, and I'm sure a lot of areas around the state have been hard hit by cancer, but it seems like we've had quite our share of it, and younger people all the time as well. So we all kind of feel like, you know, we can try to make a difference in this way.
We're talking with Phil Neen, the general manager of WRCO and WRCE here in Southwest Wisconsin. They are a large part of the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, better known as GRACE or Walk with GRACE. That's the big culmination event. And also the GRACE auction here on the radio. Phil, before we get to the auction, your wife, Junie, who I know very, very well, and I'll say she's your better half because I've known her for a long time, almost as long as I've known you. Just a great person and a child care provider here in Southwest Wisconsin. But June had her own battle with cancer, has been one of the chairs before and is currently the chair of the walk. If you don't mind, I mean, cancer struck your family.
It did. 2006, we had three children all at home. The oldest was in high school. The youngest was 5 years old, I believe. And, you know, it was tough because, yeah, she's self-employed. So we lost her income. And I was fortunate that I had some time I could take, vacation days, and some insurance that I could use as well for her. But we lost a lot of income. So we actually benefited from Grace with gas cards because we had to make lots of trips to Madison for treatments and appointments and things like that. And it was a real hardship. So we were involved with Grace before that. But after that, it hit home. It's like, wow, they really helped us out. We want to give back. And luckily, yeah, she's been cancer-free since 2006, so we're very fortunate.
I've never known a better fighter than Junie, and she's still doing half marathons or marathons. But here she battles and wins cancer, and then she literally keeps running.
Yes, right, and that motivated her even more. After her cancer diagnosis and treatment, she has been a part of 5 marathons. Yes, wow. she's finished them, and countless half marathons. Yeah. She still runs.
And she looks like the same as I met her 30-some years ago. She's the Dick Clark of South. She never ages.
You can't say the same about me.
Well, you know? Neither me either.
For looks.
Radio is a hard job. It takes its toll. No, you look fantastic, Phil. Come on. We're young at heart. We're still as goofy and young at heart as we started in the 80s.
That's right. I'll hit you with my cane if I...
Well, that's the thing. Here's the deal, folks. Phil Knee, has it been 2 weeks yet?
It'll be 3 weeks tomorrow since I had hip replacements.
He had a hip replacement, and less than a week and a half later, he's back at work in the morning at 5 o'clock, and you're calling home talent baseball league games using a walker at the field.
Well, this is the kind of community we have. So teams actually, they want our broadcasts.
Yeah.
And so Friday night, it was 2 weeks from my surgery, and Casanova said, "You got to come to our game." And I said, "Well, I just had this." I said, "I'm working, but I'm all on one level here." And they said, "You come to the game, we'll get you there. We'll load your stuff. We'll set everything up. All you got to do is drive right up to the booth." So I did. I drove my car right up to the booth, and they took care of me. And the same thing in arena on Sunday, right up to the gate. Yeah, I have a walker. You know, it doesn't roll real well on the baseball.
No, not real well,
but. I can sit and talk for 3 hours.
But you're absolutely right. That's the kind of community here in Southwest Wisconsin where neighbors are helping neighbors. And they're like, we'll just get it done. And nobody asks for any payment. They just do it because it's everybody supporting one another. And that goes back to exactly what Grace is.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
We're talking with Phil Knee here at WRCO, WRCE. Phil, a couple minutes before the first break, but let's get into this. So I was honored to be asked and was happy to do it. Was part of the phone answering team here at the studios of Richland Center today. This radio auction raising a lot of money. And folks, I can tell you, I got the winning bid on the Oakwood Fruit Farm donuts, one of the great sponsors at Civic Media WRCO, Oakwood Fruit Farm. And I got 3 dozen donuts, Phil.
Wow, you had to pay up on them, though.
I had to pay. Yeah, a little high. But, you know, the late great, there's a lot of great auctioneers across Wisconsin. But for my money, the guy who did it the best, Danny Schaefer, the late great Danny Schaefer now, nobody did it better than Danny Schaefer, in my opinion. And we go to sales. My grandparents, my granddad and grandma all bought a lot, and my grandma would be bid on something, and it'd get to a certain price, and Danny looked at her, and she just kind of put her head down, and he'd stop the cadence, and he'd say, "Marguerite, it only hurts for a minute." And she'd say, "Okay, yep." And away they go.
There you go. I thought you were going to say they were bidding against one another.
No,
that happens sometimes.
That happens too, right?
Auction wise. Sales.
Yeah. But this auction, you know, sure. I mean, so I bid a little bit more than I normally would for donuts. But it all goes to great cause. It only hurts for a minute in our checkbook, but the results could go a long, long way to somebody battling cancer.
Correct. Yeah. Every dollar goes back to Grace, and all these businesses step forward and they donate these awesome items. Individuals, we've had collectibles sold today. We had a real mower, like, you know, the old kind without any mower, without any motor. That went really well this week. We've had brewer tickets courtesy of Civic Media. We've sold those and they've gone extremely well. And home-baked pies.
Yeah.
They just go gangbusters.
Over $150 for, I think, one today or something like that. It was crazy. But here's the great news. You're saying, well, Todd, that sounds good. I wish I could have got in on it. you can, because we're gonna come back here in a minute, and we're gonna give you an opportunity. If you don't live in Southwest Wisconsin and here on WRCO, you can still tune in via the Civic Media app. Download it on your favorite Apple or Android device. Simply go to your search engine, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. Takes less than a minute to download. It is free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. That's just, it's a deal. And so you download. Here's the thing. So you can listen to our show on the Civic Media app tomorrow on our show and others on the talk side. You can win free ticket Brewer Fridays. But more importantly for this, you can tune into WRCO on the app tomorrow morning, and you can bid on great prizes. We're going to come back, preview some of those, tell you how you can get involved. We're live from WRCE in Richland Center across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show. Heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It's fun to look back and laugh now.
That was a bad day.
There are marriages that have died on less. Our first actual fight as a married couple was about the house rules of playing Monopoly. We've not really played Monopoly since. When you can modify an app, you can modify the rules of the game. Maybe there are times when you are better off just playing the computer. Play something else with your spouse instead.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most, in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come over and light my fire.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, live at WRCE on location in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Our show plays out here on the AM 1450, FM 107.7 side, WRCE, the sister station, WRCO 100.9 FM in here in Southwest Wisconsin, Richland Center, along with Mr. Phil Nee, the general manager, my longtime friend, my colleague, my mentor, and watching on the Facebook. You can see us on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, as Jay Matner says. Our friend, our colleague, Jeff Perry, who also was here working at WRCE for many, many years. Jeff says, what's better than Todd on the radio? Todd and Phil on the radio. Enjoyed the show, guys. How about that, Phil?
Thank you, Jeff. Absolutely. We could tell some stories about him, but we better not.
We better not. But a great friend. Of course, his dad, Rod Perry, worked here for several years as well. So lots of history and lots of friends anytime we're back here in Richland Center. Phil, we're talking about the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, better known as GRACE here, organization in Southwest Wisconsin, WRCO. It's been a long time sponsor and kind of a cohort of this entire thing, helping to get it going, helping to raise money for people who are fighting cancer, families, you said it, your own family, gas cards, sometimes it's food, other treatments, and also to raise awareness so that people can get in for exams, do self-examinations, and hopefully prevent a longer fight with cancer.
Another thing they do, Todd, is prevention is a big thing. They've organized an event called Walk Around the World with GRACE. It goes all year, but people log their miles that they walk or they run or even, you know, around the house. I mean, somebody that maybe isn't that mobile, but just kind of log in the number of steps that they take, and it all comes together and they add up the mileage. They have a monthly get together with a potluck where they have healthy foods that they serve, and they've organized running groups and walking groups and all a part of prevention to get people up and moving.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you can also, as we said, buy some things, help raise money. I went down to the Grace office today to pay for my Oakwood Fruit Farm donuts. Thank you very much. Get out here and support one of our fine sponsors. I also bought this year's t-shirt, and Phil, it's a tribute to Bob Uecker.
It is. It's called Cancer. Get up, get up, get out of here. And there's the ball that says cancer on it, and it's leaving the ballpark.
I love this.
So it's awesome. Yeah, they did it in tribute to Bob Uecker, and I think it's wonderful.
And our friend and former colleague, former owner here of WRCO, Ron Fruit, has a quote on the back. It says, when the bad news is cancer, the good news is grace.
Right. Yep, that's the slogan that they live by and they use every year.
Yeah, so, Ron's a pretty smart man. He's a pretty smart man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mean to talk about him like he's not here. He's still very much in the community.
You bet.
Phil, the auction is going on here the final day tomorrow on WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. If you're not in this part of Wisconsin, the Southwest, you can still listen to it tomorrow via the Civic Media app and then scroll down to WRCO. Phil, give us the details. What time does it start, and what's up for grabs?
Well, Todd, it starts at 10 o'clock on WRCO tomorrow, as you mentioned. Some of the things up for grabs, more donuts in case you missed them, tickets for our local drive-in, which is very unique to our area. Yep. We have some autographed things. We hosted a country music concert known as Star Spangled Celebration for 20 years, and we have autographed memorabilia. Toby Keith, the late, great Toby Keith.
They're right in this room.
Yep,
right here.
We have a picture of that we're going to be selling off. We have some tickets to a Bucks game. We have some handmade folk art things. Mm-hmm. We have escape room passes for the elusive escape rooms in Wisconsin Dells. Those always go well. We have more cheesecakes. We have more pies. How about this? 1 hour, those were the days, my radio show on Saturday night. You get to be the programmer. You can guest DJ. It has to fit the format. You know, you can't come on and play brand new hip-hop. Right. You've got to play the format, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, early 90s. But 1 hour of the program.
How cool is that?
It's one of those things where we kind of think outside the box. It's kind of unique. And we're looking at selling, somebody can be a guest with Hank and I in the morning, too.
Oh, nice.
So we're looking at selling that. More pies tomorrow. We have... this is a big one. Zero turn radius mower.
Whoa.
Tomorrow.
Who can't use that? The grass has been growing like weeds.
That's a, I just mostly have weeds. At least it's green, though, right? And club level seats to the Brewers, courtesy of Civic Media. And this is a Bob Uecker package with a Bob Uecker book and a couple of shirts.
That's super cool.
So,
And there's a raffle going on. And Aaron Zommers, what can people win at the raffle?
A new car!
Come on down.
Johnny Olson from the old days on The Price is Right. Well done, Zommers. It's a raffle for a car.
Absolutely. $20 a pop, and we're going to be giving that away the night of grace, which is August 8th here in Richland Center. But it's available statewide. We had a music artist here today, and their manager bought $100 worth of tickets.
Wow.
So there you go.
Super cool.
Don't have to be from here.
If people want to get in on the auction items tomorrow, the number to call?
647-2111.
So 608-647-2111.
It says potential spam.
Oh, well. trying to sell us something.
Yeah, they are. Oh, well.
I'm gullible. I'll probably buy it. Again, the number to call tomorrow between 10 and noon is 608-647-2111. Zomer's put that in our show notes. Simply listen on the Civic Media app to WRCO tomorrow between 10 a.m. and noon, 608-647-2111. Eligible to win that zero-turn radius mower, or bid on it, I should say. And these pies are fantastic. Mm. A personal chef, she'll come to your house and cook a meal.
Yeah, exactly. A meal for two. She'll come and she'll even maybe show you how to do it. Right. So that's one of the things you can bid on tomorrow.
Well, that's fantastic. And just a shout-out to all the great people, Sheila Troxell in particular, but all these businesses who match some of these bids, and they're involved on it as well.
They are as well. They kind of get it. So if we can get to $100, we'll give you $100. We've been doing some matches like that as well. The whole community gets involved.
Yeah, it really is. It's the Grace Auction tomorrow on WRCO. Tune in tomorrow if you're not in Southwest Wisconsin on the Civic Media app, and dial in 608-647-2111 tomorrow between 10 and noon for these great prizes. Phil, I can't thank you enough for your friendship. Can't thank you enough for what you do for this community. And thanks for supporting Grace here in Richland County.
Absolutely. Love it. And by the way, Light My Fire was number one this very day in 1967. How about that?
There you go. You can hear all kinds of information like that every Saturday night from 6 until midnight on Those Were the Days. Come on back. We'll talk to Eileen Stevens, president of Grace, after this on WRCE Live on Location on Civic Media.
This is 93.5 The Tap. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is imposing hefty tariffs on dozens of countries. CBS Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady sees this in relation to next year's expiration of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement.
It does seem like negotiations are sort of humming along between Mexico and the U.S., but my eye is on that next year. I think this is sort of designed to put pressure ahead of that renegotiation of the larger trade agreement.
Flash flooding swamped the East Coast. CBS New York's Ali Bauman was at a Queens Expressway.
People sitting on their cars waiting to be rescued from the waters that in the cars that were just, you know, completely stuck as the flash flooding came in so quickly.
CBS's Omar Villafranca reports new details from police about the Arkansas murders of a married couple and suspect Andrew McGann.
They say that it was a knife that was used in that brutal attack. They believe that he acted alone, and they are also telling us that he's expected to make his first court appearance tomorrow morning.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
The Brewers in D.C. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the Brewers open a three-game road trip this weekend against the Nationals. The crew making moves before the trade deadline, adding an outfielder, Brandon Lockridge, from the Padres. In exchange, they traded lefty Nestor Cortez and an infielder prospect. The Brewers also traded for a pair of pitchers from Arizona, right-hander Shelby Miller, and lefty Jordan Montgomery, for a player to be named later. Both of those pitchers currently on the injured list, Montgomery out for the year. NFL, the Packers with another practice in pads, and then tomorrow night's family night inside Lambeau Field. Matt LaFleur on his strict rules regarding fights on the field.
I just think it's always important to remember that if you do anything in a game, you're going to get penalized for it, and it's going to hurt the team. So I think it's important that you keep your composure in practice as well and do all the little things the right way so that if something transpires in a game that you don't react the wrong way.
That's the Packers' Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Law & Order franchise has been teasing its viewers for years regarding a romance between detectives Olivia Benson and Elliot Stabler, played respectively by Mariska Hargitay and Christopher Maloney. Fans on social media have been asking when it will happen. Maloney recently told the New York Post he's been trying to get them to hook up for a long time. Hargitay says she is enjoying the flirt game and is keeping an open mind about the situation. Maloney currently stars in Law & Order Organized Crime, and Hargitay is in her I Lost Count season of Law & Order SVU. DC Studios may have made a lot of money over the years, but they haven't had a film that's reached the $300 million plateau domestically since 2022. Thanks to James Gunn's Superman just crossed the mark. This is the ninth DC movie to reach $300 million here in the U.S. The last DC film to hit that mark was The Batman 3 years ago. I'm sure DC would like even more cha-ching, so be sure to check out Superman, which is still in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Wildfire smoke will persist across the area through at least Friday, so some air quality concerns. Otherwise, a mostly clear sky overnight, lower 50s, a light breeze. On Friday, we'll see sunshine, highs rising to the middle 70s. It's 57 at our studios.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I guarantee you there's a market for people who want to watch a middle-aged guy change his clothes, do his dishes. People are so bored and will look at anything. So what I thought could be fun, and Conrad, I need your okay on this. I would never, you know, volunteer you for this, but you and I should both set up OnlyFans page and see who gets more followers.
I'm okay on that. I don't think
he's
I'll
blushing.
Sign.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Great Wisconsin State Fair is underway. Join us for Audio Sorbet, your favorite state fair memories. That's all coming up. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tahoe Ball Show, on location at WRCE in Richland Center. It's 35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Thursday, the 31st of July, last day of July. I cannot believe August is tomorrow. Great to have you along here. Zomer's back at the old world headquarters in Madison on the board. Right now we are joined live here at the desk at WRCE by a couple of wonderful people. First of all, Eileen Stevens, who is the president of GRACE. Again, once again, it stands for Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, talking about the great event, great organization to raise money for this great cause of helping folks who are battling cancer and also raising awareness for prevention. The radio auction is going on all week, including finalizing it tomorrow on WRCO here in Southwest Wisconsin from 10 until noon. If you don't listen or if you don't live here in the area, you can still tune in anywhere you're listening across the state of Wisconsin on any of our 11 stations by downloading the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, it is free. Scroll down to WRCO tomorrow between 10 and noon. Click on that. You can hear live right here. Hear all the programming, including the GRACE radio auction, and you can call in and participate in the many great items. The number tomorrow, and Zomer's going to have it on the screen in the show notes, 608-647-2111, 608-647-2111. In addition to Eileen Stevens, the president of GRACE.
That's not the number that you'd said previously. You said 608-247-2111?
No, 608-647-2111. Yeah, if I said it wrong before, I apologize. Thank you, Zomer. 608-647-2111. In addition to Eileen Stevens, the president of GRACE, we have the co-founder and a current board member, and she also happens to be the news director here at WRCO, WRCE, and a friend of mine for several years, Ms. Joanne Krulotz. Ladies, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
Well, it's our pleasure. It's a great sit down and talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, having grown up here, having worked at this station for my first job at radio. It's one of the cool things of what radio does, and one of the cool things that says, I think it says a lot about the Richland community.
For the
Richland Center and Richland
right.
County. Yeah, absolutely. Right. Eileen, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been involved in GRACE here, and how long have you been president?
I originally, when GRACE first started, I had come to a couple of the first events. I lived out of town at that time. I've been actively involved in GRACE now for a little over 2 years, and currently serving as the president of the organization. It was... you know, it's been around for 22 years, so it definitely has a solid foundation. It has, you know, people that built it up and brought it to where it is, and it's just bringing it on to where it was. You know, I've born and raised in Richland County, so I'm from the area, and our family does deal with a lot of cancer. I lost my mom and dad to cancer. My sister's a cancer survivor. My brother is fighting cancer right now. And then I had a niece with cancer and a great niece. So
wow. It's unfortunately, it touches some, not as much as your family, but I think all of us have had a family member, a friend, somebody that we know that's been touched by this terrible disease. But as I talked about with Phil, a former owner here at WRCO, and a friend of mine and a friend of the show, Ron Fruit, I love the fact you put his quote on the back: when the bad news is cancer, the good news is grace.
Yes, that's been a very powerful phrase, and Joanne probably knows when that came along, but I mean, that has been just an extremely powerful phrase that's just kind of stuck with the organization, because it says so much. It really does, because grace has helped so many people in our service area. Yeah. And it's not only, you know, Richland Center, that's why it's the greater Richland area. We are all of Richland County, plus any township in the surrounding counties that touch our borders. So we really reach out there and help a lot of people.
Joanne, what led you to, you were one of the founders of this. Tell us a little bit about the origins. It wasn't a huge group of people that first started this, but it was a really passionate group, and here it is thriving all these years later.
Well, an organization that I won't name the name, you know, we had a walk each year. And
it was a national organization.
A national organization. And we realized that, and I chaired that walk, and as people were coming to me with issues they were having, because we are a very rural area, and they would go to that national organization because it said they could get them equipment, they could get them different things. Well, they could get it for them, but they had to go to Walgreens. Mm-hmm. Now, in the last 5 to 10 years, we do have a Walgreens in Viroqua, but we had nothing around here.
Which is still a half an hour drive for those that don't know the area.
Right. So, and then I got a phone call from a woman who was a big benefactor to the walk. And she had a friend whose job moved out of the state, but she decided to stay here because her son was a senior in high school, so she didn't want to move him. Mm. And in the meantime, she found out she had cancer, stage 4 cancer. And they sent a letter to this national organization, what can they do to help her? Because she was between jobs, she didn't have anything. They said she got a flyer that said, well, one of the first things you want is to make sure you have a good job with good insurance.
Wow. Yeah.
And it was like, who was going to hire a woman with stage 4 cancer?
Yeah.
And on top of that, in those days, you couldn't even get insurance if you had stage 4 cancer. Mm-hmm. So our community was known for raising a lot of money for this organization. In fact, they gave recognition to areas for that size. We were recognized. And a friend of yours, Rob Brennish, and I mm-hmm. were flown to Texas to receive all this recognition, wined and dined, rubbed shoulders with legislators and lobbyists and everything. And the whole way there and the whole way home, we started thinking, what can we do to keep the money here? Because we felt like everything we raised, $80,000, pretty much paid for our fancy trip and some others. And so we discussed it and thought we could do the same thing that we were doing, but keep the money local. And so we thought we'd give ourselves a year, have another walk with this national organization. And each year we have a wrap-up meeting. And we got to that wrap-up meeting, and 90% of the volunteers were burned out. They didn't want to support it anymore. And Rob looked at me, and he says, should we say something? I said, go ahead. And when we brought the idea up, they all stayed on.
Wow, that's great.
And we just started having town hall meetings to get the support of the community. So we didn't even wait a year. The next year, we met with an attorney who worked for us pro bono to get all the paperwork done. And that's kind of how it started. People just got burned out of seeing the money go elsewhere. And I figured out, after I figured it out, we were lucky if we got 1 cent on the dollar of the money we raised.
Wow. And now the vast majority of that money stays right here in Richland County.
It does. The only money that leaves is to Carbone Cancer in Madison and Gunderson in La Crosse, and that's for research. Mm. And they're very transparent. They let us know every year what our money went to and the progress they've made with the research.
Yeah. That's great. We're talking with Joanne Krulatz, who is one of the co-founders and current board members of the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, better known as GRACE, and also Eileen Stevens, who is the current president of GRACE. Our own Terry Barr watching on YouTube saying, thank you for sharing these stories, so very important, and keeping it local. Wow. My mom is a 30-plus year breast cancer survivor. Thanks, Terry, for tuning in down there in Madison. Always appreciate all of Terry's great work here at Civic Media. Eileen, tell us a little bit about the current iteration of GRACE, and tell us some of the current services you provide through GRACE.
Well, basically, you know, each year the board looks at the way the money is going to be split up, and our 2025 disbursements, 58% is going to go directly to the cancer patients here in the Greater Richland area. And what we do with that is they may have different needs. So if they need gas cards, because out here you've got Gunderson and La Crosse, you've got UW-Carbone and Madison, so that's a lot of windshield time every day back and forth for people. So it's a lot of gas, a lot of time. So we provide them with gas cards. Maybe they need help with groceries, personal care items. We have Walmart gift cards we give them. They may need help with utilities. And with that, we just ask that they don't pay the bills and give us the receipt, they give us their bill, and we will pay that directly for them. Another need that we have found is, you know, sometimes they have an early morning treatment, so they have to be ready to go at 6 in the morning at the hospital, so we'll help if they have money on their account to pay for the hotel the night before. So they can get down there, they can get a night's rest, and just go a few blocks to the hospital. And as Joanne had mentioned, 25%, we split between UW-Carbone and Gunderson, and like August 6th, we'll have a doctor from each facility. They will come here to Richland Center at our August 6th event at the bowling alley, and they will be very clear about what they are, what they've used our money for, and why it's important is, of course, they need a lot of money for research. Mm. What they can use our money for is what they call feeder funds. So they can do some of this research, see what they can do, and then they can chase the bigger dollars with the feeder funds that we give them. 10% we use to support the medical communities within our service area. We did just purchase for the Richland Hospital. They had put in a grant request, and we purchased a $40,000 piece of equipment for them that they're able to do screening, you know, pre-screening that they may pick up and some, you know, preventive testing.
That's so exciting. I'm not to interrupt, but I just think that's so exciting because as important as this organization, the cause is to help those and support those currently fighting cancer, how important is it to help people to prevent getting here in the first place?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So when we can provide those types of services and get that equipment here locally so people don't have to run to Madison, they don't have to run to La Crosse for these tests, they can at least have preventive screening here.
Well, and we also helped pay for their 3D mammogram several years ago.
Right, a few years, yep.
And that's something, again, that might not normally be offered in a rural community like this.
Right.
And to be able to have that right here, because again, right, I mean, as women, obviously I'm not, but as women, I would think that's just a more difficult thing to schedule those tests if you have to carve out time to get to Madison or La Crosse. I mean, you can't do it in under a half a day, and probably it takes a full day to by the time you go there and go through all that. Again, to have that opportunity here in the area, I think would go a long way to prevention.
Right, right. So and so any medical facility in our service area can submit a request. We also have like the community or the cancer prevention and education there too. They only use 5% of the funds, and that could be anything. I think Leif was talking last week about Sparks, what they're calling Sparks, and that's to, if people have an idea, you know, bring it to us, see if we can help fund that, whether it's something in dietary nutrition, maybe it's a getting together a walking group, a jogging group, a biking group. There's so many different groups that they can have to help get the community active and, you know, work on prevention of cancer.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you staying around to the break, Joanne? Can you stay till the top of the hour?
I can stay.
All right. So, Joanne, I know you have to get going, Aileen, because you're a busy person. You got other great things to go here. So, a couple of minutes left, or about 2 minutes before the break here. What have I not asked you that you want to make sure people understand about Grace before you leave us?
I mean, it's just it's a fabulous way to, you know, support. And a lot of times people say a community, but we are so much bigger than that. And that's what I really want to reach out to the outlying communities. You know, we're reaching people in Avoca and Cazenovia and Hillsborough, Muscadet, Boscobel, to make sure people know that they are eligible for these services and to reach out to us.
We appreciate you so much, Aileen Stevens. You're part of what makes Wisconsin great. Thanks for being here. The president of Grace. Can I come back and talk more about the Grace auction, how you can get involved? Yes, you can win fabulous prizes and help out a great cause. Joanne Krulots for Live in Richland Center across Wisconsin on the Civic Media.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
On location, live from Richland Center, home of WRCE, our news talk station here in the Driftless, and WRCO, the music station, country and community. Todd Allbaugh along with you. Aaron Zommer is our producer and engineer back at the old home studios, the world headquarters in downtown Madison. Zommer's here in the Driftless, another beautiful day. Sun is out, a little smoky because of those wildfires in the west. How is it downtown Madison right now?
pretty similar. Yeah, the sun's out, but the smoke is very bad, at least here.
Really?
Yeah. I don't have asthma, and it was giving me some trouble. So if you do have asthma, I recommend staying inside if you're in one of the cities where it is worse.
Yeah, probably good advice for those listening on WMDX in Madison. And for those that might be wondering about the concerts on the square, it was postponed last night because of the rainy weather in the city. So concerts on the square in Madison will be tonight. So get out there and get your blankets on the Capitol lawn beginning at 3 o'clock. It's about 10 minutes from now, and Capitol, or the concerts on the square will be tonight. Right now we're here in Richland Center talking about GRACE, the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Talking right now to one of the co-founders of GRACE, current board member, friend of mine, and employee here now, news director. How long have you been news director during the crew lots at WRCO?
Let's see, I guess about 9 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have a phone call coming in. No, it's a call coming in on the headset here. Spam, ladies and gentlemen. Spam. The people are spamming
They're following us.
Even during the show. No spam when it comes to GRACE. Everything is quality. I want to make sure we get time to get to the auction and plug that. There's a radio auction the final day here at WRCO. Your opportunity to bid on great items and raise great money. But, Joanne, I want to go back to again. For people to understand, we talked about the gas cards before quite a lot, helping people that are fighting cancer, money to get to either La Crosse or Madison. Richland Center is right in the middle of those two cities in southwest Wisconsin, if you're not familiar, for those watching across the state. But what other services does GRACE provide?
Basically, just about anything that is related to their cancer. Years ago, we had a woman who had mouth cancer, and she wore dentures. And after her treatments, her dentures no longer fit her, which is understandable, and we helped buy dentures. We've had a couple times where people have been getting our services, and they unfortunately die. They lose the battle. And with money they have left, we help pay their funeral expenses. So, I mean, you name it, we've paid for it.
And again, I think that's a real advantage to having a local organization like GRACE, and not to hate on other national organizations. They probably have their place, but have this ability locally for this organization to know almost sometimes, unfortunately, personally, many of the people these monies are going to and helping, and then make that quick decision locally. Hey, you know what? It was intended for this, but the family really needs that. And the monies are going right to help immediately.
Exactly. And I don't think all of this would have been possible without the support of the community. We started out with an office in the trunk of my car in the back of Rob's truck. And then we were donated office space. And for quite a few years now, we have been up, you probably know it as the old school district office above Royal Bank. And we get the office space for free.
Wow, that's amazing. It's just another example of people coming together saying, hey, what have I got that I could give?
Right.
And sometimes it's space, sometimes it's money, sometimes it's time. Everybody has something, and that's the cool part about this. We all have the ability to do something for GRACE.
And, 22 years later, we've grown. It won't all fit in my car and stuff anymore. And, we have to keep records. For so long, we have to do all that stuff. So having office space is just fantastic, especially rent-free.
It really is a blessing and very fortunate here in southwest Wisconsin. All right, the fun stuff, Joanne. Tomorrow, the WRCO, and if you don't live in southwest Wisconsin and can't tune in over the air on 100.9 FM WRCO, you can still participate by downloading the Civic Media app today. Number one, you can win a free Friday Milwaukee Brewers tickets on our show and the rest of the talk shows by texting in, so you'll want the app for that. But secondarily, and maybe tomorrow, more importantly, from 10 until noon, you can listen to WRCO 100.9 on the app, and you can bid on Milwaukee Brewers tickets for our Civic Media Club level seats, and the money all goes to GRACE, Joanne.
That it does. We are so thankful. WRCO, from day one has been very supportive. Ron, when he owned it, when I had to leave for meetings with attorneys, I went. He was like, great, very gracious, go ahead. You need to go to those. And very supportive of helping us get everything going and off the ground, and has been supportive with all the auctions and everything we have each year. So
yeah. It's a really great Ron Fruit and Beth Fruit, where they own the station. Really, we're partners in this. In fact, his quote, as we said, is on the back of this year's T-shirt. When the bad news is cancer, the good news is grace. Ron always has a gift with words and speaking and inspiring people. And now, very fortunate, Civic Media has picked up on that since buying WRCO and is equally as supportive. And it all comes back to the local staff here at WRCO and WRCE as well in Richland Center. You guys just do a great job of supporting. So thank you. Congrats for that.
Well, thank you. And I want to get out there too. If anybody has questions about Grace, just give us a call at 608-604-8255. They didn't have walk when I went to get the number, so we ended up with talk. So just remember talk, radio and talk.
So 608-647-TALK.
No, 604. Oh, it's a cell phone.
All right. 608-604-TALK is the number to call and connect people with Grace. They might be going through cancer. They might be having questions about it. So if you want to talk to Grace directly, 608-604-TALK.
Yep. And our website is walkwithgrace.com.
walkwithgrace.com. Easy enough. Zobbers can put that in our show notes. And if you want to bid on more of these delicious Oakwood Fruit Farm donuts like I did today, and I paid for it, believe me. But first, for a great cause. As Danny Schaefer said, it only hurts for a minute. So get your wallets out, get your checkbooks out, write the check. A 0-2-turn radius mower tomorrow on the block. Homemade pies, Milwaukee Brewers tickets, and a personal chef. Call tomorrow between 10 and noon. Listen to WRCO. Joanne Krulatz, my friend, news director here and co-founder of Grace, thank you.
Thank you.
Really a treat. Come on back. Hour two, straight ahead. What?
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump formally announced higher tariffs against around 70 U.S. trading partners starting next week, just hours before his self-imposed midnight Eastern Time deadline. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger notes a 35% tariff against Canadian imports did go into effect.
U.S. automakers have complained that the Japanese and European deals seem to place lower tariffs on cars made in those areas, which have very little U.S. content, than on cars made in Canada, which contain a lot of American parts.
CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reports the average monthly payment on a federal school loan repayment plan may rise $3,500 a year.
The Saving on a Valuable Education, or SAVE plan, was created by the Biden administration in 2023 to help student loan borrowers. When it got tied up in the courts and put on hold, the Biden administration moved all of the enrollees into zero.